From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at...
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Let's talk about the question I get asked at the end of all my investor calls. Where do I think the next big opportunity is? I'm going to break that down in this episode of What I Tell Investors. So the premise of this series has always been to give you insights into the questions I get asked by investors. These are those consulting meetings where they're trying to understand the managed services market. And towards the ends of the conversation, I always get asked what I think the next opportunity is. I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's about the space, the gap between what's available now and where we're going in terms of what is needed to be an IT provider now. If you've listened to a bunch of my stuff, you know that I'm really big on the idea that we're moving towards the cloud and you need more advice as a small business owner than you're getting from a typical provider. For right now, that's about that move into using cloud systems effectively much more than it is about management. Now, to be fair, when I'm thinking about this from a product perspective, there is a gap. Traditionally, when we think about what's been going on in the market, there's been 20 years of we will manage all the devices. But devices are a lot less important than they used to be. And now this is all about the lack of SaaS management tools in the space, in those core products that have served the space. Now, why do I think this matters? If you think about the SMB of the future, it's all cloud first, right? This is all a business that has been driven by being pushed into the cloud. If you're building a business today, you're going to go all in on cloud. You're going to be email in the cloud, systems in the cloud. You're going to be accounting in the cloud. You're going to push as many of those systems into the cloud as possible. Why? Startup costs are so low. It's way easier to deploy something in a SaaS model than it is to build something out, install your servers, configure everything. That just doesn't make as much sense from a fresh business perspective. Too many people spend their time thinking about legacy businesses, not recognizing that the up-and-coming competitor is all about those new businesses. And in fact, the digital transformation trend is about making old businesses look more like new businesses. And that's the model that I'm thinking about. In fact, I've even diagrammed this out, the relative importance of the move towards cloud. Don't mind saying that this is one of those images that I still am working on. But that's where my head is at in terms of where we're going. Now, let's talk about the legacy players in this space. If you talk about those that deliver IT services, they've got a few tools providers that they've leaned heavily on, and it's consolidated down into what we call the big three: ConnectWise, Kaseya, and Enable. Those are the three that have really dominated this space by buying up everything else and having the core technology that everyone hangs their hat on, which is remote monitoring and management. Now, if you buy into my way of thinking, then you will see that RMMs are a zombie product. It's going to go away. And over time, that will be a lot less important. So when I look at what the legacy players have, I say, well, what do they have for this new world? Let's start with ConnectWise. ConnectWise has their ConnectWise cloud managed product, and it's built in to their managed stuff. It's not a separate product. Makes sense that they're trying to do that, but from going from a bunch of announcements previous to now, It's unclear how invested in that product they are. Kaseya, a little less so in terms of what they've done. And when I go to their website, it's actually difficult to find if they've invested in this area. Now, of course, they own some companies and it's not always clear and linked all together. So it's hard to say. Now, Datto, who they have bought, so that's now part of Kaseya, took the protection route. They've got their SaaS protection product and it's just M365 and Google Workplace. Enable recently bought Spin Panel and they made it their cloud user hub. Again, just Microsoft 365. I'll get into why that's a problem in a minute. Now, who are the new players? Who are the people that I'm looking at in this space? Well, there's actually sort of four that I'm keeping an eye on right now. I don't think that's an exhaustive list, and I'd love to hear if there are other ones I should be looking at, but these are the ones that I'm keeping an eye on. First off is SaaS alone. They've got Microsoft 365, Google Workplace, Salesforce, Slack, Dropbox, all built in to their management platform. They're trying to look at it from an alerting security perspective to try and pull this all together. They're starting to get there in terms of a fully fledged requirements list, but I'll admit I'm not entirely sure what the fully fledged requirements list is. We'll be digging into that in future videos. Augment is the other big player that I'm watching here. They've got, again, the several products, and they're really focused on this SaaS inventory and compliance perspective, pulling it all together, watching what you're doing, and it looks like they're trying to build out a way of doing as many as possible. Again, they've been focused on the core ones. My two other ones that I'm watching, Nuvolex, who lead with their Microsoft 365 and Azure management, and then Nerdio, who leads with Azure management, but when you dig into it, they've also got some Microsoft 365 needs. From my perspective, they've all focused on Microsoft 365 and Google Workplace. It makes sense to start there. This is kind of your core SaaS product that everybody has. But if I think about the SMB of the future and the needs of providers to be consulting around that, they want to have interfaces with more than that. It's Slack, Dropbox, Salesforce, QuickBooks, WordPress, Shopify, Zoom, CrowdStrike. And by the way, add your own. My thinking on what we need is a scalable way of at least keeping an eye on what's going on. And there's a couple of core requirements. This is where I'm looking to the community to give me more feedback. But in my head, it includes all add removes and management of users. It's going to do cost management and it's going to do security compliance management. Going to make sure that any of the security needs, multi-factor authentication, policies, access controls, those are enforced and over time. And ideally, you're doing it in a way that when you add a user, it goes out and does that to multiple systems all at the same time. And you can change passwords all at the same time. Maybe that's linking to your single sign-on. It's some way of making sure this is all done in a single unified way. That requirement list is to be defined. But by the way, that's why I like this space, is that there's space where we don't entirely know what's fully needed, and thus it's ready to be invested in, and it's going to be a disruptive space. Spaces that are not fully defined, but we can identify that there's a need, that's a good area. There's opportunity there. And if I think out about what the provider of the future needs, they're going to need a lot more time spent on helping customers be useful with all of these products than they are in terms of managing them. We just want to make sure that the management and that basic piece of that is all taken away. Now, is this even necessary? No, because you could actually do everything that I'm talking about with good processes today, right? If you are managing all of these cloud systems for your customers, you could just do this manually right now. So there are providers that are doing that are spending their time just making sure that customers are using the right SaaS products, that they're talking to one another, and then by hand, they're doing all the right bits. You can do it with good process. So it's not needed, but you can see an obvious product investment if someone was looking to build the next big product, that this would be the space it's going to come from. Again, there's some players here, but that's not to say that they're fully developed or that there isn't an opportunity to be more. They're earlier stage startups, so there's still opportunity. I don't think the legacy providers are going to get there, and my hope is that they don't swoop in, buy one of them, and think it's done. We'll be watching Enable to see if they do this. Do they buy Spin Panel and just try and cross-sell it and spend no money on investing? We'll see. These companies don't necessarily have a great track record in building these products out. They buy and cross-sell and don't do much more. But I would love to be wrong on this one, particularly because in Enable's case, I'm a shareholder. So do you need this? No, you don't. And in fact, savvy providers are the ones that have identified this space and think only about 10 or 20% are actually even really thinking this way and going all in this aggressive consulting direction. They're going to be the leaders. They've identified this same space that I have. And thus why I think this is the interesting bit of the future. It's not about endpoints. It's about cloud SaaS management. Everyone, I think, over-rotates a little bit on infrastructure as a service. It's not as much about Azure management, because I think for the vast majority of customers, it's not Azure, it's not GCP, it's not AWS. For most SMB-style customers, it's their SaaS apps. That's what I think is much more important, and it's a much larger space. Now, I want to acknowledge one last big challenge with this space. It's hard. One of the reasons that you haven't seen a proliferation of SaaS management is because it's difficult. Every one of those has a different way of working, their own API stack, even if they do have one. They're going to have panels that they want to drive people to use. They don't want to have an intermediary necessarily in the way because they want the direct relationship with the customers. And it's an N scalable out problem that's really hard to manage. Every little industry is going to have a different SaaS app. Every business is going to have a different combination. And it scales out really quickly into a complicated matrix of problem. That's why it's going to be hard. Somebody that gets this right is going to be thinking a lot about how do I do this in a scalable way where other people can plug into it. Is it some kind of API themselves? Is it a dev kit? Is it a model for adding these? Is it some base automation? You know, kind of bots that can work with multiple systems that can be trained. Who knows? That's the big opportunity. I don't mind saying if I had a way of doing it, I'd be raising money myself to go after this space. I don't, but that doesn't mean that I haven't identified that this is where the need is. I'm going to point it out because if my heart's in helping IT services companies, if somebody else figures this out and gets ahead of it, it's going to be good for anybody delivering IT services. I don't have that idea. So I'm going to observe that as that's where I think the next big thing is. I've identified the problem, not the solution. So will somebody step in to develop the solution? That's the big question. And thus, the answer to what I tell investors. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.